and I'm here to visit the UK contribution to the UNMISS operation.
What is the main purpose of coming here besides coming to visit the UK contingents in Malacca?
Well, having been in what was then Sudan 10 years ago, I was particularly keen to come and see how things have moved on in 10 years. And I started by meeting the SRSG, David Shearer. And I must say, what a wonderful job he is doing. His vision and his leadership really is second to none. And it was very encouraging to speak to him to see how the mission is evolving.
The UK contingent is here mainly to provide engineering support to UNMISS. Are there any plans to prioritise this support in the coming days?
Well, indeed, I'm very pleased that the UK has committed the engineering contribution to this mission until April 2020, so we are certainly committed on a persistent basis. But of course, it's not just engineering. We are also providing the role to hospital as well. So it's not just UK engineers, it's also providing that hospital. And I'm delighted that the UK, as a P5 member, is committed to peacekeeping here in South Sudan in the way that we are.
When they hear you're coming, your visit into this place, they expect maybe you are going to do something about the peace, because there is lack of trust and confidence between the people. What is your role towards it?
Well, I'm very proud that the UK are, I believe, the third largest donor of humanitarian assistance to South Sudan. This is a position that we've been in now for many years, and our contribution via DFID, the Department for International Development, is significant. But the whole purpose, really, clearly, of UNMISS being here is to try to put an end to the security issues which underline so many of the problems that we have here in South Sudan. So there are really two strings, which is to provide security through our contribution to the UN mission, but also to continue to provide humanitarian assistance and to ensure that that humanitarian assistance gets to the people.
You mentioned something to do with the hospital that you are building here. Will this hospital also provide services to internally displaced persons, for instance?
Well, in the first instance, of course, here in the camp, you have Médecins Sans Frontières, who are providing medical assistance. In the early stages, we are just establishing that hospital, but ultimately it will be for the United Nations mission to decide the future of that hospital.
Your troops, it seems they are concentrating on building materials to the United Nations, but their contribution towards the IDP seems not to be visible technically.
Well, over time, the mission will develop, and as I say, our UK engineers are tasked firmly by the United Nations. But one of the reasons I'm here is to look, since that we have committed to being here until April 20, how we can evolve that mission, and that's precisely what I'm doing by talking to the UN at the moment.
How has the cooperation with the other TCCs, especially here in Malacca, been?
Well, I must pay tribute to the other TCCs. They have provided persistent support to this mission. And the one thing that has struck me whilst I've been here is the level of cooperation between the various TCCs really is quite fantastic, making sure that we don't duplicate effort but work very closely together. Before I came to South Sudan today, I was in Rwanda, where I was discussing with the president of the AU and the Rwandan defence minister how we can cooperate more closely with Rwanda in learning the lessons of peacekeeping, and I'm delighted to see the level of professional support that the Rwandan soldiers are providing here as well.
Your final message to the people in Malacca, Central Upper Nile, people of South Sudan, and how will you like to see South Sudan in coming 5 years, and what kind of the legacy that your people will leave behind?
Well, I think as the youngest nation in the world, I would simply like to send a very clear message to the people of Malacca that the United Kingdom and the United Nations are absolutely committed to supporting them in this journey that we hope to all see, where we can remove the problems we have with security and see the economic and humanitarian development of this country.